We had bought one from him. Well, we drew a bright, real bright light then, with that mantle on it, gas lamp, you know?
Yeah. Now, where do nails come in?
Nails come in kegs.
Yeah. Did you ever, now what would run around a barrel to hold the wood staves in place?
They had a iron nail, little strip of iron they'd put around them.
Iron hoop,
like.
Yeah.
But them days was mostly square nails. You didn't see no round nails, you see square nails.
Yeah. But right. Then them things that ran around the barrel were called
barrel hoop.
Yeah. Now, you pound nails. Some of the carpenter tools you had around here to do your carpentry work with, you drive nails with a
hammer.
Yeah. Or
a hatchet.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Shoot, I had an uncle used to build a skiff with nothing but a hatchet, a saw, and a plane. And he built a darn skiff with that.
Yeah.
Didn't have no hammer. Used that hammer to cut one side, and the other side he drive the nails with.
Yeah.
And he could build a skiff that way.
Did you ever see, now, do you remember when y'all had wagons and things like that? Tell me all about when you had a wagon and two horses, what was the long wooden piece between the horses called?
Between the two horses?
Yeah. When you're getting two.
I believe it was a shaft, they'd call that.
Yeah.
And then you had.
On a buggy, you had.
You had two of them.
Yeah, you had them two.
That reminded me of a fellow one time. He told a joke about this buggy deal. They had a fellow who was seen. A girl in Lacombe, and they didn't like him, so he used to come down in a buggy.
Girl in the where?
In Lacombe.
Yeah.
You go see a girl there, you know, and them other boys around there didn't like him. They didn't want him around there. So what they did, he had his horse tied outside by that girl's house. So what they did, they took the horse out of the buggy, and they rolled the buggy into Lacombe, by Lacombe. And all you could see was two sticks like the two shafts. That nigga was comical. He said yesterday he ain't found his buggy.
He's a nigger?
He was a nigger that done that.
It rolled it into
by the comb and they let it go. And naturally, it was wooden.
Yeah.
The buggy went down all right, but them two shafts, you know, whatever you call it.
Buggy.
They floated so that just stayed two stops sticking up, and he that wood picker that was his darn buggy that was up there. He never did find that buggy. So he just said yesterday he ain't found his buggy yet.
on a wagon though, the things that went around you had
tray chains, and then you had the tree, what they call.
Yeah.
What the horse pulling on?
Yeah.
Go ahead,
Bray. Well, then you had on the second. If you had one horse, each horse had the things that came back that the traces were hitched to.
Yeah.
Each horse had his own.
Had his own. Yeah.
Tree. And then if you keep the two horses together, you had a.
You had a place where you hook it on the collar.
Yeah.
On that horse.
You had a double.
Double, like, you know.
Yeah, double
like
tree.
That, it couldn't go one way or the other. They had to stay right in between them two horses.
Yeah.
But we never did have much of that. In fact, we never did. It was mostly single. We'd always have a mule or a horse.